The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to place limits on how much pollution can enter Florida's waterways. Environmental groups fanned out across the state today to announce a settlement to a lawsuit they filed last year against the EPA. David Guest is with Earth Justice, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
Today is a major milestone in the protection of lakes and rivers in Florida. Across the past 30 years, we've had an accelerating decline of waterways in Florida as a consequence of fertilizer and animal waste pollution.
Guest says EPA signed a consent decree as a consequence of the lawsuit.
Requires the federal government, EPA, quickly to establish specific numeric limits on fertilizer and animal waste pollution. Those limits will be used as the tool to bring a halt to the accelerating destruction of our waterways. This is a major milestone in the protection and restoration of Florida waterways.
The consent decree imposes specific deadlines for the limits to be determined, according to Guest.
The consent decree requires EPA to propose the limits by January 15th in the coming year, and to have those finalized and in effect by October 15th in the same year. A year following that, the same standards need to be applied for salt and estuarine waters, with the same October of that year be when they take effect.
Neil Armington with St. John's Riverkeeper in Jacksonville calls the agreement an important step toward restoration of Florida's waterways.
The St. John's River, as we sit here today, is coated with toxic blue-green algae. There was a health advisory issued last week for the citizens of Northeast Florida. Nutrient pollution is one of the most significant problems facing the St. John's River. We have had annual summer blue-green algae blooms for the past 4 years. We believe it is time for the Department of Environmental Protection to work with the citizens to establish numeric limits, something that is easily understood and enforceable.
Manly Fuller with the Florida Wildlife Federation says there's been intense lobbying to weaken the standards, but that Florida's leaders should insist on strict standards.
We urge the Governor Crist and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection to resist efforts by our opponents to promulgate a weak Florida standard, which will just result in more fighting. What we want to do is see the DEP reach out and work with EPA. Let's get good, strong numeric standards. Let's protect Florida's waters. That's what it's all about.
Fuller says the successful effort has been a long time coming.
Our water bodies, both freshwater and coastal, have been adversely affected by nutrients from all sorts of sources for a number of years. David mentioned the lakes and the rivers. The same is true of our springs. We have some of our world-class springs have been turned into, you know, green algal-dominated communities. We've seen all kinds of degradation all over the state. Having a measurable numerical standard is a key to us wrestling with this problem and reversing this horror story.